Good things come in little packages. That's what we're told, right? You know, we get small things. And today, Jesus talks about the mustard seed. He talks about seeds, a lot about seeds today. Have any of you been out and seen the redwoods, the forests, the sequoias? Yeah? And you know, the first time I did that was about 4 years ago. And Judy and I just, it was just a two-lane road that was going through this area of a large planting of sequoias. And we got out of the car and we just walked in there, and it was just these huge trees. It just seemed like we were in a fairyland. I mean, it was, even the sounds were different, and it was just, nobody was around, and occasionally you might hear a muffled sound of a car going by, but it was just an amazing thing to look up and to see these giant trees reaching up into the skies, and it suddenly made you feel very small. It's an amazing thing. And you know, and a lot of times we talk about the strength of mighty trees, and in the Psalms we hear about the cedars of Lebanon and how big and tall they were. But I want to suggest to you that for our life, a lot of what life is about planting those little seeds. It's about, you know, doing the things that Jesus asks of us, and oftentimes we don't see what the results are. All we see is that, all that we know is that God has given us this wonderful gift of His Son's love that is meant to be shared, not meant to be just kept within ourselves, not meant that you know, just tell me that I'm loved, but that others are loved as well. And so every time we take and we plant a seed in the ground here and there by saying to someone, you know, God really does care about you. And because God cares about you, I love you. And you keep planting those seeds, and you keep talking about how we are as a community and as we are a family, and that we are committed to each other by our relationships with each other, and that when those moments that at times we don't feel like planting those seeds, or we get angry with God or angry with each other, we look back and we can start to see the fruits of the seeds that were being sown. I don't always see what I planted or what God has planted through me. I don't always have that luxury of being able to sit back and to say, oh, look at what I've done through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Every once in a while, I'll hear from somebody in the past that just all of a sudden, either, you know, I might get an email or a letter, and it happens very rarely. And it's not that I look for that, but it's just, it reminds me of the fact that, you know, people are hearing what you're saying. And not necessarily just as a pastor. This may be just since being a friend or being someone who I had a chance encounter and we had conversation, and they took my name and information down, and then I'd get a note later on saying, you know, this really had an effect on me. Well, it wasn't me, it was God. It was the Holy Spirit. And I want to suggest to you that you're doing the same thing. You're planting those seeds wherever you go, whether you realize it or not. And it's not just for adults who are doing that. Children plant those seeds as well. Because children oftentimes have a much greater way of getting something across than we as adults ever could possibly do. You know, we're in a society that today tells us, you know, the bigger the better. You know, we want big congregations, we want big cars, we want big cities, we want big things so that it'll make life a lot easier, and that's not always the design. I want to suggest to you that the way in which Jesus shared with his disciples, he didn't see all the seeds that he planted. Actually, that was for his disciples to begin to do the reaping and the harvesting. And they didn't know what Jesus was doing at the time, because all they were trying to figure out is how Jesus was fitting into their plan instead of the other way around. And then they got confused because they realized that their plan had nothing to do with Jesus. Their plan was their plan. It was all based on their own thoughts, their own direction, their own inner self needs. And Jesus all along was teaching them about giving of themselves and going beyond just whatever it is that you, what I need, but what the world needs. Because I'm giving you the very things you do need. Years is a long time. Anybody here 35 years old? I knew who was, so that's why I asked the question. Now, you got to imagine, okay, before, and if you don't know who it is, it's Jonathan and Melanie up here in front, that when they were born was when I started my ministry. Wow. Yeah, whoa. But it does give you, you know, it gives me pause. I think about that, you know, and when I've, you know, been back to former congregations and see, you know, who these little children now are adults, and just blows me away. And I see how God has interacted and how in each of those places there were things that were planted. And I am amazed that God has brought me this far, to be honest with you. Because there have been those ups and downs in life and those times where, and I've shared this with you, but there are moments that you really begin to question, God, is this really where you want me to be? You know, I'm no different than the prophets and those who said, you know, I don't want to do this, God. But then God says, but you will. And then there are moments it's like, you know, I've had enough of this. I don't need this anymore. I'm done. And God says, oh, no, you're not. And a lot of times the way he speaks to me is he speaks through my wife, Judy. Because Judy can see it and sometimes the things that I can't. She is my interpreter of the Spirit, so to speak. And the first and foremost thing she will say to me, she says, you would never be happy to not be a pastor. Because she knows me. And she'll say, you know this is what you've been called to do. I mean, that's happened, you know, as recently as 4 years ago or a few years before that and trying to think about, let's combine winemaking with being a pastor. You know, a little halftime here, halftime here. Oh, that would be an ideal situation. But she was the one that had the level head. I can say that because she's not here right now, so. No, I know how God does that, but God also speaks to all of you. And I want to suggest to you that all the things that have gone on in the 3 years that we've been together, there's been a lot. You know, and we know that. We know that there have been a lot of things that have been hard to accept. And there are things that at times cause us to wonder what it is that's going on. And we begin to think that, well, maybe we're not doing the right thing. Maybe things should have been done a different way. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is very present here. Because I can see it in all of you. I can hear it in the way in which you talk. Even just a few moments ago, you know how I came into the service and the candles weren't lit and there was nobody up front, and all of a sudden there was Bill Granger, and then the next thing we do is we have an acolyte. And you just step up and you do it. Those are the seeds that are planted. And it may... Did you do that out of your own accord, or did your mom say, go up and do that? Are your grandma and grandpa are here? Okay. But you know what? They speak through, the Spirit speaks through grandparents too. But that's the wonderful thing about being the church and how God calls us, and we see a need and we fill it. We hear about how that seed grows into a mighty bush, and it actually, the mustard plant is quite invasive. But that's what Jesus' point is that the gospel will not permit us to ignore it. It is invasive in our life, and whether we like it or not, it will permeate through us in such ways that at times we find it to be a nuisance because we don't want to do those things. I don't want to be loving today, God. I'm crotchety and I'm getting old and I'm tired. Let me go back to sleep. I don't care if it is Sunday morning. And that gospel won't let us go. And it pushes us, it propels us, and it gives us opportunities. You know, would you have thought 3 years ago that we would have someone here by the name of Pastor Marcy who would begin to give us a vision and an understanding of perhaps maybe being involved in Family Promise? She got to thinking about it. She started sharing it with Social Justice Committee. They began to talk about it, and then they began to say, let's have somebody come and talk about it. They brought it here to us, and there were a bunch of you that were listening to that, and we all started to get excited about it. Next thing we know is that they're over at St. Andrews, and they're seeing how that's done over at St. Andrews, and we come back, we make a proposal to council. Council says, yes. You can't tell me that's not the Holy Spirit. Or the moment that we had Janine from the mentoring program from the schools that came in that first time and she spoke about the need for 15 minutes out of your week to share with a student that probably doesn't have much connection with their family, that doesn't have a lot of love, but by having even someone they don't know come and visit them once a week for 15 minutes, what a difference it will make for them. And you have no idea how that seed begins to grow. And the next thing we know is that there are like 30 of you who signed up and said, yes, let's do this. And Stephen Ministry and the 17 or 18 individuals that all said yes to that. And in 3 years, we have two groups and it continues to blossom and flourish. And you can name other ministries that are going and are taking off. People who are longing to have a more spiritual depth to understanding and being connected to God. That it's more than just simply coming on a Sunday morning, but to try to widen our understanding and how God works and interacts with us throughout our daily living. That in our prayers and in our readings, we are able to deepen our lives in connection with Him. And that it's, you know, it's like 35 years might seem like a long time, but it's, you know, it's just like a fine wine. I'm only getting better. But there are always that question, you know, should I open it now? You know, because maybe this is where it's at its peak. Is this my peak? Or maybe it was 20 years ago. What's life going to be like in the next 5 or the next 10? And I can remember my father when he celebrated his 50th anniversary of ordination. He would have been pretty close to late 70s, early 80s. And saw all his life, you know, before him. And what I felt very proud about was the fact that he was at the church. They were members of the church that I served prior to coming here. And that between the two of us, there was something like 75, 80 years of ministry. God gives us these wonderful opportunities to put these seeds out forward. I know there's discouragement. We all get discouraged. We get sad. We cry over the loss of friends who have left and gone to other places. But there are also those little celebrations that we have when there are new folk who show up and who share that they would like to be a part of this community. And we see, you know, those moments of being able to celebrate baptisms and those little ones who just smile and just bring real joy, especially to this grandfather when I get a chance to hold them and to see the future of the church that lies within them. And I know you don't see me every other week or so now because of the relationship we've established with St. Andrews. And, you know, again, that's the spirit that's working. This is not just about what Pastor Dave wants to do. It's about us and the way that we can connect with people and the way that we can grow together. And who would have known that, you know, in that short time frame that suddenly we said, you know, let's do Saturday services together. That would work really well. And as far as I know, because I haven't been there all June, because Mother Valerie is the one that's leading the service, I'll get back into it in July. But it's given your pastors a break. It's given Jonathan a break from, you know, first time since he was here 10 years ago that he hasn't had to work for a couple Saturdays in a row. Don't get used to it, Jonathan. And then there's other things that are just falling into place, and they're asking questions, and they're saying, you know, what do you do over there? We'd love to have Stephen ministry, and what about Bible studies? Do you do any Bible studies? And lo and behold, you know, our diocese is looking for an office space, and now their diocese is talking to us. You can't tell me the Holy Spirit isn't a part of that, of how those little seeds all of a sudden started sprouting, and you know, they do grow fast. Judy bought me meeting her, she's made me into quite a gardener. And I don't consider myself with green thumbs, but I can identify flowers nowadays, and that's a pretty big task for me to do. But I always liked those Mandeville vines, you know what I'm talking about? Those big things? I mean, they get big. Well, she got one for me a couple of weeks ago, and that thing, I swear, it grows like 3 or 4 inches a day. I go out there, and there's tendrils going out in all kinds of different directions, and it's like, whoa! And that's what the church is like. There are times that it seems like we're not going anywhere, and other times that suddenly things shoot out like crazy, and they're going all in different kinds of directions, and the next thing you see is these big, beautiful blossoms that are on there, and you see the fruit of the work of those seeds that have been planted. And it's just amazing, and it's awe-inspiring. And I want you to look at your family at St. Luke's in the same way, to see how sometimes it just seems that there are things that, geez, it's awfully dormant. Are we watering it enough? Are we? Is it in fertile soil? And the reality is, you know what? It isn't. You can do all you want with those things, but you know who ultimately makes it grow? It's God. And he does the same thing with each of us. I am thankful to be here today. I'm thankful to be your shepherd and to have the privilege and the honor of being able to be called a servant of God. But don't forget, God has called all of you, each of you, to serve in whatever capacity that you have followed. Now, you might say, I've chosen this path, but the reality is it's a vocation, which means that God has called you through it. And so, you know, don't discount the fact that because you do something outside the church, that it isn't just as important as someone who's been ordained for 35, 50 years, or even for one. Because you too are planting those seeds. And it is what we do together, being bound by the Holy Spirit, that we see how God grows us. And that we have shelter in the shade. Shelter in a day that's going to be over 90 degrees. And here you are sitting inside air conditioning, at least for a little while. But that nest also provides protection through knowing that we have each other to be there, to support and to care, to lean on, to pray with, to study, and to worship. All because we know the joy of God is in this place. May God bless us in our life together. May he fill our pouches full with seed, and that we may be joyful in scattering it wherever we may be, even though we don't know what the results will. You know, those sequoias take years to grow. Our children take years to grow, but sooner or later they're going to be adults. They may be the future in the sense of running the government. They may be those who discover great discoveries when it comes to cancer, when it comes to new things that we haven't even envisioned. All those seeds that get planted, whether you're a teacher or you're a plumber or whatever it is that you do, the moment that you take a second or two and talk with someone next to you that's hurting or reaching out or taking time to show a child what it is and how to live their life, that you have a great impact and that seed will grow and blossom. I know, because of the work of those who are around me, my Sunday school teachers, my parents, my neighbors, my friends, all of them were all casting seeds. And doggone it, I wanted to be a chef. I still like to cook, but my real joy is being a servant of God. Thanks be to God for you and for the community that surrounds themselves in the love of God, knowing that He continues to make us grow and move us forward. Amen.